everybody, welcome to Sag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Miles, hi Miles.
Welcome to the Jonestown of Internet Radio.
What do you mean by that?
At first it's a lot of fun and exciting, but by the end you'll be begging for more grape Kool-Aid.
Everybody, please, drink your whole cup.
Yeah.
Don't want to waste any.
So, happy post-Easter. Happy post-Easter to you.
Is that really, can you say that? I mean, post-Easter, what's that supposed to mean, you know?
Well, it is post-Easter, so...
This is like the, you know, after Halloween, really, it's like just holiday row, you know what I mean? Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to ride it out a little while until the next one, right? So
we got a while to go, yeah, you're right.
What's the next one? Memorial Day? What about May Day?
Memorial Day.
May Day count anymore?
For Polish people.
May Day does? Well, we had Kazimierz Pulaski Day, but I didn't put that one in there.
Well, Polish people like May Day, too. I think it's a Polish thing.
Is it a Polish thing, really?
They have the Maypole or something.
Okay. You'd know better than I.
Google it. Yeah, Google.
So, yeah, we got a while between holidays now, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right with me. It's just a little too much holiday going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Too much jovialness there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, right.
I'm ready to take it easy for a while myself.
Yeah.
So anyway, I felt a little bit like a title or a title family friend. I had to go out of town recently.
Okay.
And I felt bad because I got like the last hotel room at the Holiday Inn. It happened to be a handicapped room. So I felt like I was squatting on the handicapped territory there, you know. It's like you pulling into the space, you know what I mean?
Why did you have to go to a hotel?
Well, I was out of town. I had to do some work out of town. I'll get to that in a moment, but I
Oh, I mean, this wasn't you and your family. This is
No, work-related stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought this was you and your family. I'm like, oh, what's... Oh, wow.
No. Well, it's even worse.
Oh.
It's just me.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
okay.
I'm like, you know, I was a last-minute deal, and I call, and they're like, you know, stay at the Holiday Inn. It's the, you know, it's the place to stay if you're coming to town. It's a little town. And, so I call it up and like, oh yeah, we have, but it's handicapped. Is that all right? And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I want to tell you.
It's a little bit more, but.
Oh, I wasn't paying for it. I don't care. But, let me tell you. I can see where the euphoria of parking in the handicapped spot, you know.
Right.
You know, so you're so close to the door, you know, even though you're a bastard for doing it.
Right.
If you get a handicapped hotel room.
Yeah.
Same kind of euphoria.
I didn't know there was a such thing as a handicap.
Oh, yeah. All the doors are real wide.
Really?
Yeah, and the bathroom was handicapped, so the bathroom was huge.
Uh-huh.
The toilet was real tall.
Really?
So you feel like, you know, you're sitting on a throne there.
Ta-da!
And the there's no bathtub.
Uh-huh.
It's just a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you just walk right into it. There's no ledge or anything.
Wow.
It's like just a little dip down, and you're in the shower.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
Oh, neato.
And you got a phone in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, in case you get stuck, I guess. But
honey, guess where I'm calling from?
That's right. Hey. You know, but I mean, everything was like a little bit wider.
Was there a TV in the bathroom as well?
No TV. Oh. Sorry, I can't make your dreams come true where you can watch Spanktravision in the bathroom. So.
Oh, I love that idea.
So, but it was just nicer. It was like, wow, look at this hotel room.
Save the comforter.
That's right. Yeah. So, I was just like, I felt bad, though. I was like, oh, geez, I guess you have a doorbell on your door.
Really?
Yeah. And you also have two peepholes, one high and one low.
Oh, I can see where this is going. Oh.
Well, no, you do, though. You can look out either one of them.
It's a cheerleader convention.
No, and so I was like, wow, this is all right, but I felt terrible. But they put me in there. I didn't ask for it.
Did they just see you walking around and think, oh, boy, challenged?
You know, no, I called in. That was the only room they had left, so they gave it to me, I guess.
Yeah. Half price? Or...
No, it was whatever the price was. But that was the upside of things. Let me tell you the downside of things.
All right.
I was in prison for 2 days.
Okay.
I went to prison for 2 days.
You did?
I did. Luckily enough, I stayed in the handicap room at night. But all day I was in prison, so.
Real prison?
Huh?
Real prison or what?
I was in a real prison, yes, sir.
Oh, no. Man, really?
I was in a real prison with real people wearing jumpsuits and things like that. Yes, sir. That was kind of the downside.
Come here closer, Lament. I want to smell
it. Yeah, well, I was close enough to smell, yes, at times, yeah.
Judging by your Crocs, your bag, I can tell you're not more than half a generation away from poor white trash.
No, they wouldn't let you wear Crocs. I got it. I got a talking to before I got there.
You might want to cover up those Crocs, boy.
How to get here? No, they said, I had to call. I talked to the assistant warden on the phone and actually met the assistant warden. It tells me here. She sent me an email and I was like, you know, dress code. And I said, well, what's up with the dress code? She's like, well, you know, you have to wear shoes that tie to your feet. And I go, I mean, like, the tennis shoes okay? Oh, yeah, tennis shoes are fine. They just have to they have to affix to your feet somehow so you can run. I go, what? She goes, yeah, can't wear sandals or any kind of flip-flops or anything like that because you have to be able to run.
You have to run.
And I thought, lady, I don't care what kind of shoes you put on my feet.
I'm not going to run.
And the running part's not going to happen too well.
Yeah, I got, yeah.
Because, yeah, I was in with prisoners. Like, you know.
Was it an all-female?
No, it was all male.
No, okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Wow. Unfortunately for your imagination, it was all male, so. Yeah, no, it was weird. I got, let's see. You know, it was kind of like a slightly more goings over than airport security is right now. Although I did not have to take my shoes off, oddly enough, but I got, you know, wanded and questioned and
wanted.
Wanded.
I don't have to do a body cavity search.
Well, you laugh about that, but there was a big sign that talks about that right there.
Spread your cheeks,
there was a big sign about the strip searches. Tells you all about what the procedure is.
Looks like you've been eating at CC's again.
So then I get through, and the warden gives me a personal alarm.
Yeah.
It's this deal that you got to wear on your person while you're inside.
Hey, when you were naked, did they say, hey, it looks like he's carrying 30 pounds of crack?
I wasn't naked, though. I didn't get strip searched. Okay. I'm just telling you that they had to. They told you what was going to happen if it did happen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the people who got strip searched. Thank goodness it wasn't me.
Got weed up his ass. Look at him.
So, yeah, the first day, the lady's like, this is your personal alarm.
Yeah.
And it's this little black box looking thing. And then the second day, I have another guy escorted me through the procedure. And he goes, oh, you got to get your screamer. I said, my screamer? He's like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I bet you want one of those.
Uh-huh.
I go, whatever I got to do. So it's this box, right? Uh-huh. And you pull a pin, and it just lets out this big, you know, screaming noise. And everybody's supposed to come help you in case your shoes don't stay on your feet, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but it was a weird deal. It was a really intimidating environment, I'm not looking forward to going again. I wouldn't recommend anybody go to prison. So,
an episode of Fear Factor, or what was it?
No. I do some work for various state agencies, and so I was doing some work for those folks, and it just so happened that I had to be in with everybody there. So it was funny. The irony comes with this dude that helped me out one day, who was essentially shadowing me. I always had to, since I was an outside person and not a person that worked at the prison, I had somebody who would lead me in and lead me out and then kind of stick around if nobody else was around. I wasn't, like, without somebody. He's standing there, and we're talking before, because I was a little early, so we were waiting for other people to show up. He's telling me about, you know, we were talking about movies and whatnot, and he's like, oh, you know, I just get Netflix, and I rip them onto my hard drive and watch them whenever I feel like it. The irony is, he was standing next to a poster that says, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So he's the guy who's like, you know, he's the guy that works there.
Right.
And then there's these other poor bastards walking around, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, that's video piracy.
Well, technically, according to, you know, what the MPAA would have you believe, yes it is, so... I didn't go into it with him. I just nodded my head, you know, because this dude was my only way out of the building, you know what I'm saying?
I got an illegal cable hookup going at home.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he was talking like.
You want to go burn one back here? Come here.
So, yeah, it was like, oh, my goodness, there you go.
Let me show you how to smuggle cigarettes.
Yeah, it was what another dude was telling me. It was a meeting thing. We had a bunch of candy, and they were teasing me because obviously, you know, I wasn't in on everything. And they had Jolly Ranchers. They go, hey, you want a Jolly Rancher? And I go, nah, I'm fine. I don't need anything. He goes, shit, man, I bet you could get a pack of smokes or some stamps with that Jolly Rancher out in the hallway. Because they don't get allowed to get candy, you know what I mean? So these poor guys.
Oh, that's nice.
They're just out in the hallway, like, they're doing their activities for the day. And he's like, oh, man, you could get some cigarettes. You take here some M&Ms, you go out in that hallway, you'll get a whole book of stamps.
You lack man love?
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. I was waiting for that kind of stuff.
Rancher,
that never happened.
You know what a Jolly Rancher will get you?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
That... Uh-huh. That and $5 in the O'Hare will get you something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
But it was a weird world, man.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I give everybody advice who's never been in. Don't go.
Go.
Don't
go,
go
to
prison.
Prison,
no.
Oh, don't go to prison.
Don't go to prison. The worst, the saddest thing was on my first day, I got walked out by a trooper. Smokey Bear hat, the whole bit.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And they're like... It was time for me to go, and they were waiting for some other people, and they said, well, here, you know, Hal or whatever the hell his name was, why don't you walk him out? So I'm walking out with Smokey Bear, and I walk by probably like 25, 35 guys who were just fresh off the bus.
Uh-huh.
And they're all shackled in the orange jumpsuits. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I got to walk. I mean, I'm walking right by them as if you're just walking through a restaurant or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they all look up at me and think, and I'm walking out.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to the Holiday Inn handicap room.
They're going to.
And they're going in. Not to come out for a few years, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that was pitiful.
They're looking at you, they're like, looking at your girth, be like, well, the food must not be too bad here.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't I wasn't dressed for a release. I was a visitor dressed for a visitor.
Oh, okay.
But that was another funny thing was all the inmates were in much better shape than all the employees, so that was kind of
interesting. I think the scary part for you is that you're often mistaken for a woman, so.
Well, I actually was with a... I was actually working with a bunch of women, so
yeah,
they were a little. That was intimidating, but
yeah, I think you would be scared. You'd be like, "Uh oh."
Yeah. So.
Huh.
Yeah. So it was an interesting couple days there.
Yeah.
But I would recommend not.
Yeah.
Not going to prison, and it wasn't even a maximum security or anything. So.
It was just a good time. Come on.
Yeah, this was the. I'm trying to think. I don't even know. It was probably like a medium security kind of situation.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but it was pretty pitiful, man. It was pitiful. I'd never been in that situation before.
Oh, nice.
I've been in a lot of other more pitiful situations for other reasons, but not that kind of thing. So, anyhow, I thought you might find that funny.
I enjoyed that. Yeah, I like you in prison. That's good.
Thanks.
It's good. I like that.
So what's up with you?
So I've been getting in trouble at home with my wife.
Okay, what's unusual about that?
She has bought me some aftershave, and I've made the aftershave, and now I'm kind of, you know, getting
in trouble. What kind is it? Can you tell me what kind of
it is? Well, I will in a minute here. I don't typically wear aftershave and cologne, but every once in a while I get some as a gift, you know. I'm too cheap to buy it myself.
I hear you. That's me. I always wait and get it for Father's Day or something.
Yeah, exactly, right? So I got some for Christmas. I've been wearing it, and unbeknownst to me, my wife doesn't like what I had. She was it's just... The truth, like, comes out, you know, after about, you know, 4 months. It's finally come out.
Right? 4 months, great.
It's like, ew, man, you smell like a... Like my doctor or something. You know?
You smell like a dead whore.
So now she's gone out and bought this Derek Jeter aftershave.
I thought you were going to say Michael Jeter. Isn't that the dead gay guy from Evening Shade?
He gets killed in Jurassic Park 3, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Michael Jeter!
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a gay guy. He had HIV, I think. So.
Go figure. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That didn't have anything to do with my story, but... No, it's...
I think Michael Jeter cologne's much funnier than Derek Jeter, but that's...
I know, Derek... Well, no, I am making fun of it, though. I'm like, Derek Jeter... Because I don't really, you know, like the Yankees, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like,
what do you smell like?
Well, you can barely smell his stuff, you know? It's not a real strong smelling...
You smell like the back of Derek Jeter's balls after a game.
Yeah, so, you know, now I'm like, look it, honey, I'm putting Derek Jeter on my cheeks.
Nice.
Look, I have Derek Jeter's white stuff, and I'm rubbing it on my cheeks. Look
at, oh, great. It's white?
Yeah, it's like white, yeah.
That's weird.
Now she's all like, don't make fun of it! Don't!
Is that expensive or what? I don't even know.
I spent $12 on that, don't!
It's better than smelling like meat enormous all the time, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. I liked what I had. I was like, I didn't know it smelled so bad. I thought it smelled good.
You smell like the ass end of a Casey's convenience store.
The ass end of Casey's convenience. That's nice. That's nice.
Well, honey, it's a combination of... several spicy meats, some donuts, and gasoline. How can that be bad?
I smell like Jeter's sack. That's who I smell like. Jeter's sack. Clean.
You smell like a...
It's clean.
You smell like a grease fire waiting to happen. What do you smell like, Miles?
I smell like the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's what I smell like. Good. Yeah.
Smell like the Yankees organization, huh?
So I wanted to get the Sammy Sosa talcum powder.
So is your wife gonna, you know, she's okay with it or what?
The goose gossage dental floss, you know. I don't know. What does Derek Jeter have to do with the aftershave? I don't get that.
He put his name on it. What the hell, man?
I don't know. Does he even wear his own scent? I don't know. He can't even smell it. He can hardly smell his stuff. It's like,
maybe he's got a bad nose, you know?
I don't know. It's like, man. Like,
me, I got a bad nose, so I don't
know. I'm trying to huff it, you know? I'm trying to huff Derek Jeter's scent. Got it in a paper bag. I'm trying to huff it, you know, and I can't. Like,
don't use plastic. Don't use paper.
Yeah.
It'll keep more of the fumes in. The paper's going to leach it out, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, so Derek Jeter, man. Derek Jeter.
Does it come in, like, spray paint form? Is that what you're doing?
No, it's, like, in this big glass bottle, this thick glass bottle. It's, like, hard to get out, you know. You have to really pound the son of a bitch to get it out. Well, you're like, come on, Dirk, who's your daddy? Come on! Come on, baby! Come on!
Oh, nice.
Like watching some bad porn, you know. Come on!
I think that's all you watch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one time, I was flipping channels in the hotel, and I got something, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I didn't know what it was.
It's called Derek Jeter's scent.
Yeah, Derek Jeter's white stuff. It's hard to get out, you know. You're racing a sweat to get it out. Come on, take me out of there.
Nice. What are you putting on your cheeks for? That's kind of weird.
I've never really used aftershave. I've used cologne, but I've never really had aftershave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just won't come out of this damn bottle. It's just like a thick ketchup or something.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
Anticipation.
Oh, you're working with it.
Come on, I said. Come on, Dirk.
Well, that's good. I wish you lots of luck with that.